yesterday we started the show talking about a Red Wings trade, which is something we haven't done in a while. And now to follow up with back-to-back on that, Steve Yzerman, the GM of the Wings, is with us to talk about it. Stevie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mitch. Kenny, how are you guys?
We're fine. Thanks for coming on with us. You got a lot of attention with this trade, Anthony Mantha to Washington for a first rounder, a second rounder, and a couple of pretty good players. I guess the question that people are wondering is, you know, Mantha was when he got here, he was obviously a high pick. He was hailed as a cornerstone, perhaps, of the Wings' future. What made you decide that you were going to go a different direction?
Well, I guess, you know, the Red Wings are rebuilding, and the previous couple of years before I returned to the organization, Kenny had started that by, you know, at the deadline, starting to trade away some of your players, some of your free agents, and acquire picks. And then coming here in 19, I've continued with that program, and we just this was an opportunity to acquire more draft picks, but still, you know, and a player that replaces Anthony. So, we're moving players out. At some point, you got to have players coming in.
Right.
It kind of fits with what I think it fits with, or my idea at least, was that it fits with what we're doing, that hey, we can bring in more draft picks, a first and a second round, which are pretty valuable picks. Now, the history of the draft shows you there's no guarantees there that they turn into players. But Jakub Vrána, much like Anthony Mantha, was a high draft pick, was a first-round pick with high expectations. He's a little bit younger, he's in the same situation with his contract Anthony was a year ago, and we signed Anthony to a four-year contract. And looking at where his contract is going to potentially expire, and our decision at that point would be obviously either to retain him or trade him at that point. This opportunity comes along and we can get a younger player that is somewhat in the same position as Anthony, and add the prospect or the draft picks that help us in our rebuild.
Yeah.
So we just part of drafting, I think, is the more draft picks you have, the more chances you have of getting a good player. So that's part of the logic, and we find a replacement because it's hard to keep wheeling players out with these kids are drafted at 18. They take a long time to develop, and there's no guarantees that they are going to turn into players. So I thought it was a good opportunity to, again, try and be as competitive as we can right now, help our current core of young players, and continue on with rebuilding.
Have you found, Steve, in the job here, and of course the job you did at Tampa Bay, which was fantastic, that you have to pull the ripcord on guys maybe sooner than when you were a player you might have thought so? That if you watch a guy, Anthony Mantha was obviously a very good player, but inconsistent. I think that's a fair word to attach to him. The expectations didn't always match up to what he did. And some people say, well, he's only 24, he's only 25, he's only 26, and you can say that all the way to he's only 33, and then he retires. So do you find that there's a kind of a moment in your mind where you say, you know what, we've seen what we can get from this guy. It's not terrible, but maybe there's something else we can do, and don't hang on to somebody too long because then they're not considered valuable by another team, and you end up, as I say, pulling the cord?
Well, again, I'm not so sure that I was pulling the cord on Anthony as I was of, what's better for our team in the long run, what's better for the team in the short term. So, this would have been a harder trade or a harder decision to trade Anthony if it was just say draft picks, because again, we're taking Anthony's had, an up and down year this year, but so is Jakub Vrána, just for our fans and Jakub was a healthy scratch recently as well. He's it's been a trying year for both players, and I'm not really sure why in Washington. I can't comment. I'm not within the organization. I'm not in the locker room. I don't have the insights within the organization as why they felt like he was expendable. But it just, again, it was, I looked at it as we're getting a young player that we think is somewhat comparable or has the potential to fill the role that Anthony played for us, and to acquire draft picks. So I guess in you know, we assess players. It's our job to assess players at every level, including on our own club. And in this case, you sometimes you're not necessarily planning to trade a player, just something comes along. And you know what? You think that makes sense. It makes us better as an organization, and you go ahead and do it. The reality is, if we want to get, whether it be really good prospects from an organization that help us or high draft picks, the only way we're getting that is with our really good players. That's the truth.
Right.
So we're kind of stuck in the middle a little bit, because our really good players, you look at our top players right now, they're, Phil Hronek, Dylan Larkin, Anthony was in that core group, Tyler Bertuzzi, who's injured right now. Those are the ones who are getting us those potentially impact or high draft picks or potential prospects. So if you want to get, this was an opportunity to get those prospects and then, or those draft picks, excuse me. And also, I do get a replacement for Anthony. So that makes it a little bit easier decision. So it's more so what are we moving out versus what are we getting in? And I thought it was a good trade-off to acquire those picks and acquire somebody to fill the role.
Well, it was interesting to watch, and we'll be looking to see at the new guys. And, of course, the drafts have become very interesting for the Red Wings now. There was a time when it was all about the playoffs, and now it seems to be all about the drafts. But I guess that's how we rebuild. Steve, I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk to us. I know everybody's trying to grab you.
Absolutely. Always enjoy speaking with you guys. Good luck, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.